So the big question is this. How do most agents who don't have access to the secrets that most successful agents hoard to themselves grow and prosper in today's competitive real estate environment? That's the question. And this podcast will give you the answers. I'm Pat Hyben, and welcome to Real Estate Rockstars.
Real Estate Rockstars, this is Aaron Amuchastegui, back for Real Estate Rockstars Radio, talking to everybody today. You know, today I get to interview Daniel Ramsey. You know, Daniel was on here just a few weeks ago, you know, good friend of mine. You guys might remember he's the CEO of My Outdesk. And what he does is he provides virtual assistants, and his virtual assistants, so many of his employees actually work from home, work remotely for other people. And with everything that's been happening, you know, with the coronavirus outbreak over the last week, there's been, I mean, millions and millions of people that have been sent to work at home for the first time ever. And this is such a big deal that people are saying, what do I do? Like, so many people have started reaching out to Dan at the local news, you know, nationwide news. They're asking him, and he's getting all these TV appearances right now, and people are saying, what should we tell people? How do they do it? And I was talking to Dan yesterday, and we thought, for sure, this is stuff that we need to be bringing out to Rockstar Nation out there to talk to you guys about, hey, as you're starting to transition from working into an office to working remotely to working at home, managing a team working remotely, what are just some tips for us to be thinking about? So the little different style today, but it's something that I think that you guys definitely need to hear. So Daniel, how's it going out there in California right now?
Yeah, it's crazy town. You know what's wild is we are in a lockdown, but I can't tell you, there are more people out on the streets right now, like riding, walking the dog, you know, I mean, it's pretty crazy. And we've been stuck at home for 2 weeks, and real estate is still kind of going on. In fact, I was just looking at the MLS yesterday, and there were 254 new listings that landed on the MLS in the last couple of days, which is huge. So, I mean, look, things are still happening, going a little stir crazy with the kids in the house 100% of the time. But, you know, we're working out breaks and figuring out a routine.
That's such a good point. Yeah, real estate is still going. And even when everybody's on a lockdown, people are still, you know, selling their house. You know, I sold a couple of houses this week, and it was like, even meeting with the notary was like, man, are we even allowed to do this right now? But one of the other things you mentioned is real estate in most states is still an essential operation.
Yes.
You know, title companies, you know, recorders offices haven't closed yet. But, you know, one thing you said there that I think is kind of fun, when everybody has this like somber mood right now, there are some positives coming out of this. Like,
yeah,
everybody walking outside, spending time with their kids or their family, appreciating the food that we have in our house. Man, we are making sure the kids eat everything on their plate right now. Like, going, hey, this is what we're eating, because, you know, who knows when we're going back to the grocery store. So
yeah,
there is kind of some interesting things as we, you know, as a society, you know, maybe there's going to be some changes. Maybe when people go back, not everybody's going to be driving back to an office every day.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is the Harvard did a study, and 5.2% of the United States in 2018 was working remote. And now that number is like more than half. So like in 1 week's time, we've gone from 5% to 50. So that's just kind of crazy.
That is a huge, huge change. You know, a lot of my business, there's been times I've worked from home, worked remote, had all my workers work remote. I've also got offices where I go into an office and work with the team. And it was kind of a fun reminder over this week that we were even thinking about, when we get to transition back to an office, I don't think we're going to transition back to a full 5 day at the office. We're going to,
I don't know.
So much less pollution out there, so much less everything. Like, we've saved more people from no car wrecks than we have with coronavirus so far. But but it is a serious thing. But there is something positive to be said too about this strange little, you know, if we look for it, we could find the positive stuff too.
Yeah. Well, you know, global warming, like, we could save our environment by just working from home 2 days a week, wildly enough. And so, I mean, today's going to be an interesting conversation. I'm excited because we're going to give lots of value. If you stick around, we're going to definitely give away our remote guide. We've been doing remote work for 13 years, over 5,000 clients, and we've been fully remote. So we have about a 15-page detailed description. I know there's some high level guys that are listening, and then there's some guys that want every single detail, and some gals that are like, I want to see the section on this and how to build brand. And so we basically compiled everything that we knew internally, took our internal documents, and then we made it, you know, out there and available for you guys, the audience, so that you can figure out how this remote team thing all works.
Yeah. The, you know, and as we get to the end, we'll provide some of those links in the show notes too, so you guys can get that. But that was one of the coolest things that I saw, Daniel, that you did this last week on social media, as everything was starting to, you know, to go crazy. You just said, hey, we're giving out this guide for free. And it wasn't like a, hey, hire us. Hey, you know, hire virtual assistants. You guys are like, hey, we are really good at this, and you guys need this skill set. Let us share it. That you're just giving it away for free. And I think it's great to get to come on and talk about it. So, you know, a lot of businesses this week, for the first time, they're going home, they're working from home. And probably the first couple of days, it's just making sure people have like computers and internet and like phones working. Is that step one? And if that's step one, what's step two? What are we doing next?
Yeah, so step one, you're exactly spot on. I mean, although we are 99% remote, we had a small office with about 20 people here in the US. And we actually did a practice run 2 weeks ago when this first came out. When Washington got locked down, I was like, uh-oh, if Washington's got locked down, China, now Italy, I'm like, if we go on lockdown, I want my team to be ready. So we did a virtual day testing out what our internet speed, did everybody have the right equipment? I mean, wildly enough, you know, some people were like, you know, my internet speed's not enough. Other people were like, I've got 100 Mbps. And I'm like, wow, I've got 90. So as a team, we got to experience what our audience usually does of how to set up remote. I mean, I have dual screens at my office, and I had to take my screens here home because I'm like, I can't live without my double screen. So there's a lot of, you know, just being graceful and really working with your employees and your team members, understanding that their situation is different, their people, you know, their technology, their understanding is different. And there's just an opportunity as a CEO or a founder or an entrepreneur to just have a little bit of empathy and grace for people and just help them through this transition time.
Yeah. You know, for our listeners out there that have not been put in a lockdown and that it may happen, I think that's great advice to say, just try it for a day, just in case, because when you find out, it's probably too late to go buy an upgraded router or something like that. And then, and getting that equipment inside, you're right. Like they get there and you realize in an office with two screens, you're working twice as fast now at home. Like, what's that stuff that you use every day that you might not know it? So getting that equipment right, you know, employers helping provide it to where, you know that they have it and know that you're going to get that much more out of it. And maybe it's even just saying like, hey, you can bring your equipment from work home. Like a lot of places don't like doing that, but it's like, this is a unique time. Like, make sure everybody has everything they need.
We had a rider on the team who had his car broken into. Like, guess what? The criminals are still alive and well in the age of Corona, right?
Yeah, they're doing their stuff.
Yeah, so somebody broke into his car and took his headset. So we had to, on Monday of last week, we had to ship a headset to him because we were fully remote. So yeah, just be there for your people. And you asked what's number two. I think the next thing is just that CEO mindset. And it's absolutely something I think we should talk about, because one of the biggest question that we were getting this week is like, so what should I tell my team? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, you have the iBuyers out there, you have Zillow out there, and they can't forecast the future. So how do you lead a team? How do you be a CEO in a time of such amazing, crazy, very fast uncertainty?
Yeah. You know, there, on a random side note, there was a couple notices going out that the iBuyers are shutting down right now. Yep. You know, Open Door is not going to accept any, you know, they're not going to put out any offers this week. Zillow is not going to do any offers this week because it's like such a time where there's just, it's not business as usual.
Right. And, well, they just don't know where the market is going. All of their buying models are based on math. And if they can't make a guess on what future prices are going to do or where this world's going to be, they got to stop. And I think that's kind of a place for us all to really consider, like, what nobody really knows where this is going to go. And you, as the CEO, founder, entrepreneur, realtor, you know, probably have some savings, probably have been through this before. Maybe your employees haven't. So my first, you know, the very first thing in the CEO mindset stuff is just have some empathy, reach out to your people, and stay in constant communication. In fact, last week, if you've ever followed my Outdesk or me, I mean, we probably 10x the amount of communication that we do with our clients, our employees, our virtual assistants. And I think that's just part of what you have to do in this really uncertain time.
Yeah. Being able to be that leader, that's something that we've talked about a lot just over the past couple of weeks as this is starting to get there, because we've said panic is contagious, fear is contagious, so is confidence, so is leadership. Now, some of you guys out there manage teams, some of you guys are just an agent on a team, some of you guys are just getting started, but you could be a leader for your team, in your business, for your family, among your friends, like a lot of these practices that we can do that helps to stand out there and try to be the one that's calm and clear in that message. You can be impacting everyone around you. And having the CEO mindset, telling the team, hey, these are the things that we're going to do, this is what we should be prepared for, and confidently tell them that I am ready to help lead you. I can do those same thing with my family, with my wife, with my kids, with the people around me, with my friends. And I think that's definitely an important part of that. It's like, all right, so you get the equipment, you get them there, and now you lead, and you go, all right, now this is how we're going to get through this. And then reminding everyone too, I think, is so critical to say, this will come to an end.
Yeah. Right?
This isn't a permanent situation. I don't want to guess how long it's going to be, but it's not permanent. We are going to come out of this and things are going to change afterward. Real Estate Rockstars, this is Aaron Amuchastegui. And as you know, when you've been hearing these episodes, so many of our guests give us lots of free gifts and share the tools they've been using to become successful. We've got free real estate tools, scripts, ebooks, marketing materials, and more. We keep track of everything in our vault, and it's updated with new items each and every week. If you want access to that stuff, it's totally free for being a listener. All you have to do is go to agentsuccesstoolbox.com, agentsuccesstoolbox.com, and get your free gifts now.
I think there's an opportunity, and I'm not that guy that's, I'm not like the National Association of Realtors who's like, don't worry, we're going to be great. I'm not that guy. I don't want to be that guy. They did that during 2006 and 7 and 8. And then in 2008, they're like, oh, we're in a recession. And all of us were in the background going, yeah, we've been in a recession for 2 years. Yeah. Where have you guys been? I'm not that guy. But I do think there's a lot of opportunity. Like last week, we built the remote guide, which we're going to give away free. We've got the Hyben text code that we're going to give everybody. It's also going to be in the show notes. So we created items of value for our audience. Like number one, how to go remote. So we're helping C-suite people and leaders, anybody that runs a team or anybody who's an entrepreneur. We wanted you guys to have a guide so you can actually, help your teams figure it out, and not something that was like paper light or just a single page, but it's a really in-depth kind of this is how you do it guide. And then we started building scripts for ISAs in this particular time frame. And then we created a guide to, for our clients and our ISAs to give away out there in the marketplace that would be valuable. So I think, step three after the communicate is just, don't forget we're in the business of adding value to others, solving problems, and helping people with transactions, right? So I think the biggest thing that we can do is just focus on how can I add value to my audience, to my past clients, to the people in my world. And that's really what kind of is the most important thing you can do right now.
So how should we be communicating with our team? Because there's lots of different ways. Like you can send a text and there's time. I mean, I go over rules with my team before when we were in the same office. So it'd be like, hey, you can send a text when it's like this, but if somebody might misread the tone, then you have to at least call. But now it takes it up a notch when everybody's at home all day long and you're trying to be able to pass on leadership and communicate. What are the best ways and styles to do that?
Well, I'm a big fan of video. You and I are always on video. Phone is great if you're in the car or driving somewhere or walking or something like that. Don't discard phone, but you know, if you can do FaceTime, if you can do a Zoom conference or some conferencing platform, I think that is the preferred method of communication. I got to tell you, one of the things in the remote guide that is really kind of funny is like, still wake up and shower and shave and do your hair and like, you know, take breaks and do your morning routines. You got to wear pants, even though you're working at home, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't show up in a robe and be like, I can't be on camera. And I think this is a really big point. And the reason you and I were talking yesterday, and I was like, we've got to do something together, was because it's our civic duty. If you're listening, this is our civic duty to stay productive as a business, as members of our society, as a father, as a leader in your community, a friend, everybody, like you were saying, like if we can keep the economy going and maybe weather this storm, get through this pause, that's the biggest contribution you can make as an individual contributor to our economy. And so I think it's really important that you kind of just, you get in the habit of face-to-face communication over video.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things you said there that it's totally obvious, but I hadn't even thought about even pointing that out and that I should be sharing with my team members right now is wake up at the same time, shower, yep. Eat your same meal, you know, come get as close to the routine as you can. Like if you're going to a gym and working out, is there anything you do at home? Like do it as close as you can to your normal routine. So yep. That way when you start working, it feels like work. And I think that's a great tip for somebody to be, you know, successful out there.
Well, and don't forget we're humans. So, you know, right now is not the time to call somebody and be like, hey, are you ready to buy or sell? You know, rates are great and there's low inventory. Like that is just a little tough, right? So that's just tough. So, you know, what do you say when you want to call people? I mean, one, you should be reaching out to your top 100 for sure and just saying like, hey, how you doing? What's going on in your world? How's work? You know, you're just basically focused on them. Do you need anything? You know, what's your world looking like today? That right there is enough. Like, well, we're here for you. I know some large teams out there right now in the real estate world, they're making grocery runs, going to a drugstore, asking them if they need any delivery, because some places are just out of stuff. I was just talking to a guy who is up in the foothills and around Sacramento and like the Tahoe area. And he's like, look, the stores are bare up here, which is the first time I heard that, because everybody else, including our own government, is saying that the shipping lanes and all of our food supply is secure. And I'm like, really? Because not in Tahoe, like, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. I think that's, you know, I was going to ask you about that because I saw somebody actually make a post on Facebook and say, hey, there's this crummy real estate agent out there calling older people right now and telling them like, hey, are you okay? And then have you thought about selling your house during this epidemic? And they were like, started blasting him on Facebook. They're like, should we just, you know, make him famous and all that? Like, that is not what people want to hear right now. And so it is just what we can be doing in an uncertain time is be reach. Again, at the very beginning, you said, remember what we do as real estate agents. We provide value.
Right.
Right now, that providing value could be still helping to sell a home, could be still helping to buy a home. It could be keeping everybody happy and okay in the middle of this transaction, but it could be whatever else your past customers, your future customers need. Reaching out, what can I do for you? How can I add value? Yeah. David Green talked about like helping people move, like helping people get groceries right now or random things. That's a real thing. Like there's Instacart and there's like Amazon delivery, but those things are taking like 5 or 6 days now. And I could really, you know, if I was a single parent or something else, I would have to be reaching out to other people for help right now. So yeah, don't be, so are we allowed to say anything else when you're reaching out to make those phone calls, cause it's really, I think step one is, hey, how are you? Is there anything I can do for you? Anything else that we should be reminding them or saying, or that you've been telling your people?
Yeah. So I'm calling it care and concern, you know, offering any, do you need anything right now? And again, remember, as real estate people, you know, the worst Okay, so the worst conversion is when you call a random person and say, what are your plans for your house over the next 3 to 5 years, you know, or the next 3 to 6 months? Like, that's the lowest conversion because you're just kind of throwing it out there, and who knows if they need to sell, right?
Yeah, have you thought about the market right now?
Yeah. Ridiculous. But when you have a guide, like how to get the most money out of your home in an epidemic, you want to start thinking about what items of value can I give out there. And so we put together the going remote guide, number one. Number two, we put together a local guide, so everybody wonders, like, what the heck is open right now. So this morning, it's Sunday. I'm recording on a Sunday. So I love Aaron. I love Real Estate Rockstars. I hope you guys understand how important I believe this message is.
Yeah, we said let's get on right away.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the reality of it. Like, we put together a local guide. This morning, I took my girls to Donuts because I've got a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and that's one of our routines, and I didn't want to change the routine, but I wasn't sure if they're open. So before I went, I picked up the phone and I called, right? And they're like, yeah, you can come and grab food to go. And so while we were there picking out the 3 donuts that we wanted, the gal that was behind the counter got like 15 phone calls. So our local guide just said, hey, these restaurants in your neighborhood are open. These gas stations are open. This is where you can get, you know, medical supplies, or if you need any kind of anything that's normal, right? This place still has toilet paper. Would be a great post for your community right now. Yeah. You know? So the local guide is like, hey, where can I hike? Can I walk by the river? You know, what parks are open? Where can I take my family during this? What am I allowed to do? Where's the links for the emergency? You know, like where are we going to get updates for my community? So we built a local guide for our clients and for our virtual assistants to have an item of value. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that you can do is give stuff away that people actually need and want in this moment.
That's a true need right now too. I think that's great. Reach out. Hey, how are you? Hey, we put together a local guide of everything out there that you need. I mean, that couldn't take more than a couple hours of actually making the phone calls and confirming, like, yes, this Home Depot is open or not, or it is, but it's only these hours. There's some grocery stores in Texas right now that the between certain hours, only people over 60 years old are allowed to shop. And so figuring that stuff out and being able to reach out to that, I think everybody can do that right now, whether there's no changes in their community yet or not. I could totally see people wanting that. So hey, how are you? And then adding value. And then that's it. That's the full intention of it. Can you make their life better this week during a time of uncertainty?
Yeah. And I want to, you know, one thing is I'm a big, I'm following a lot of brands and a lot of companies out there. It is a mistake for your advertising to remain the way it is. Like, literally last week we had a spring sale where we're given $500 off, and it had all this green in it, and it was a St. Patrick's thing. And I, you know, told my ads guy, I'm like, shut that down. Like, right now, you know, there are people getting laid off. There are people stuck at home. There are people who are forced to come to work because the company is deemed essential. This isn't the time to do cheesy ads. And this isn't the time to get, you know, to go after business. This is the time to add value to your audience, your clients, your past clients, your sphere, your prospects. It's a time to, if you're a real estate person, I can tell you right now, double down, start recruiting agents. This is the time where you have to outwork your competition. And so when this does turn around, you have more market share and you're in better shape than everyone else.
Yeah, I got an email from an agent yesterday or day before, mm-hmm. and it's never been more obvious that it was like this auto drip campaign, because it was like a best things to do in March, and this is the season of this, and St. Pat. All this stuff that it was like not even mentioning the fact that like the world is crazy right now. And so I instantly was like unsubscribe, because it was like it really helped me know that there was no personalization going on, no actually hitting that. So I think that's a great piece of advice too for agents or big businesses or anything, is whatever message is out there right now, it's okay to change the message. It's time to change the message. The story is different this week. hopefully next week or in a few weeks, it's back. And again, who knows how long the some people are saying shelter in place for a week or two and it goes back to normal. Some people are saying, hey, buckle down and be ready for a lot longer than that. But change your messaging right now. And really, because we are all people, we're all human. And that even starts with, you know, just starting our day. So some people are worried. It's funny. So Kalina has her, my wife has her 5-hour school week brand, right? Yeah. We have been homeschooling and working from home while we homeschool our kids for years. So we've been sheltering in place before sheltering in place was cool. And there are so many people that started reaching out to her over the past few weeks that just said, hey, how do we do this? How do we work from home? How do we homeschool our kids while we're doing it? How do we not kill everybody? How do we live like this? But I think the question that I think people are going to be asking you is, in that same sense, like the questions they ask us is, how do I stay productive? Yeah. So when somebody's working from home and they want to stay productive, but this is new, do you have any tips for them? I mean, your first tip was like, hey, shower, do your normal routine, get started, you know, probably follow the clock the same way, have lunch the same time. What are you thinking?
Yeah, and we talk about communication, but I want to say what I'm doing. Number one, we aren't cutting our advertising. We're not going to cut our sales team. We are in the process of renegotiating with our landlords, any debt that we might have. We're trimming fat, not muscle, from our business. So I think this is probably, I don't even know what number we're on, but this is probably the most important thing. What happens for an entrepreneur is when you put yourself in danger, like then your anxiety raises, it's harder to focus. So you just got to get your financial world in order, like get your budget tight, and also start thinking about like, hey, what are the 5 projects that I need to do to help drive my business revenue, to help me dominate the world? Earlier today, I did a webinar with Adam Roach, a good friend of both of ours, and he has a podcast called I Love Recruiting. And he's like, yeah, some people are reaching out and saying, well, I can't recruit right now. And I said, oh, that's ridiculous. This is the best time to recruit. This is not the time to slow down your recruitment efforts or reaching out to people. In fact, they need if you're trying to recruit agents on your team, you need a disaster recovery plan. Hey, does your brokerage have a disaster recovery plan? Yes, no? Well, if you don't, I have one. We can share it. In fact, I'd love to talk to you about what your plan is to get through this suffering period of hopefully only 30 more days and then be able to thrive in this new world that's going to emerge over the next 3 to 6 months. And most people are like, no, I don't have a plan. I'm like, well, does your broker have a plan? And I'm like, no, my broker doesn't have a plan. Well, guess what? That gives you an in to add value to somebody, create a relationship so that on this V-shaped recovery that everybody says is going to happen, your company thrives. So I don't know how many numbers I went through there,
Aaron. Yeah, no, we knew we were going to fly through a bunch of stuff. Having a recovery plan, and that's another example of that providing value, right?
Yep, exactly. You know,
provide value. What's different? It's a great time to go out there and do that. And if you're an agent and a member of a team, like maybe you're like, hey, you're going to provide that value to your team or to your broker. To be like, right. Hey, let me come up with a disaster recovery plan. Let me help us figure out what should we be focused on right now as we start going through this. So when you said trim the fat, don't trim the muscle. I think it's pretty easy. I was sharing last week how a few weeks ago I was in Hawaii and it just felt like the economy was booming and everybody was rich and everybody was wasting money and everybody had on the most expensive everything. It was the busiest I'd ever seen it. And I was like, man, we are so in a peak and I would have never guessed this is what was going to change it. But I think it's pretty easy for any of us to look around and say, hey, it's a time of uncertainty, you want to look at those expenses, see what you can change. And so you're saying you're not saying do deep cuts with stuff. You're saying look around and see what's the excess? What's the stuff I didn't need? I kind of knew I didn't need it, but I didn't really care when I had, you know, a bunch of money coming in. And now that I don't, you think of any like easy, like low hanging fruit where people might find that first?
Yeah. One of my favorites, and this is kind of a crazy scenario. Most of us have like 10 projects that we've all wanted to do in our business, like 10 projects. I have a good friend who is like, oh my goodness, now, and he's one of our virtual assistants and he helps us with our charitable cause, the MOD movement. He runs that portion for us over in the Philippines. Great guy. He's like, boss, guess what? For years, I've been wanting to create a compliance video series for the agents. He runs the compliance for five different companies, five different brokerages, and every agent that closes a deal, he's the one that signs off and gets them paid and makes sure and does an audit, right? But he's never had a compliance video series for when they onboard new agents. He's like, this is the most exciting thing. I finally have time because, you know, we have some time now. And so my world for everybody in terms of definitely fat, you know what fat is. Fat is extra expenses that don't add value. Fat are leads that never really convert. Fat is, you know, all the extra expenses. I'll give you an example. In my own office, I'm thinking, okay, do we need, you know, this nice coffee delivered anymore? Do we need to have this huge pantry of food? Guess what? We're not in the office. So we're calling our coffee delivery people and being like, hey guys, we love you, but we're not going to be there for 90 days, you know, or 60 days. So, you know, the fat is just the stuff that we're nice to haves, and the muscle is anything that drives revenue or creates systems and processes in your business. So, you know, an educational series on how to onboard people into your office, you know, getting your CRM, getting a CRM perfect. So when you're making these calls, you're like, how is Timmy doing? You know, is little Paul doing okay? I mean, those are the kind of things that we now have time for. Getting your social media strategy all set and ready, getting all of your emails swapped out, making those calls to your sphere of influence and letting them know you care about them and you're here, give them a couple items of value, and then just seeing what their world looks like. Those are the things to do right now in this crisis.
Yeah. Look at the list of things that you have wanted to do and never really had the time. So when you do get that slowdown, get to adjust it. For me, it's grabbing out the credit card statement too and just looking and saying, hey, what's this? There's a bunch of like data stuff we subscribe to, things we subscribe to. Yep. We go, hey, that's nice to have, but I'm only looking at it two or three times, and actually I haven't logged in 2 months. Maybe I don't need that right now. Maybe I don't need 4 gym memberships. Maybe I only need 1. Maybe I need 0 for a couple months, even though, you know, it's a really interesting kind of change and strategy with that. But there's another question or another thought that maybe I was thinking I should do. So we take away some of those office perks. Are you going to send anything to your employees, or would you, you know, it's kind of like, hey, so they used to get their coffee there. Cause I can't really, maybe I just send everybody some toilet paper if I find a way right now, but maybe it's just letting them know we care. Right. Cause we can't really ship them and see them.
Well, there's a couple of things. Like we designated one person to be kind of the office shipper. So that if we needed something on Amazon, she would just kind of ship it out. And we got that guy that I was telling you, our writer, he got a headset. We had a couple clients who were like, hey, I want a shirt, you know, what I'm wearing right now, and I want a book. So we sent them a book and a shirt. The other thing, we did buy gifts for our folks prior to this all going down. So that's why the going remote fast guide is really great. We've got some examples of like building culture remotely. Like there are times when you might grab like here, and if you're listening on radio, you're not going to hear it. But if you're watching on video, I'm grabbing my coffee mug. You can schedule morning coffee with your team, you know, remotely on a Zoom call, and everybody can get in there and you can go around the room. How was your weekend? How are you guys feeling? You know, there's a lot of ways to add value to your team remotely that just wasn't really, most people just don't think about it. So that's in the guide, and we're excited to give that out to you guys and give you some concepts.
So if somebody's an agent out there and they've got an escrow coordinator that is now working remotely that used to work in their office, mm-hmm. and they say, hey, Daniel, how do I make sure they're working? Are they working? Should we be pushing them as hard right now? Should there be a lot of extra? Like, what are some ways that will they be as productive? You know, that sort of stuff.
No. In fact, the easy answer is no. I mean, we've been doing this for 13 years. You, Aaron, you and I, we can work anywhere in the world. But our people, they're just not used to it. So as leaders, we're going to have grace. A couple tips. I mean, that escrow coordinator is a great example. If you didn't have like Dotloop or SkySlope or an automated processing system, some place to manage tasks and manage files, guess what? You will after this health crisis, you know? The one good, I think, that's come out of all of this is it's caused teams and companies and basically groups of people who used to keep everything in their head as tribal knowledge, like, because you could just go to the office of somebody else and say, hey, here's how you do it. Now you've got to document them. Now you should put them into a system, like a task management system. There's some great ones out there. We use Monday as a company to assign tasks and kind of project manage some stuff, but Asana is a great one. Slack's a great one. What do you guys use, Aaron?
We have our own little CRM that we've used, but we use like Google Hangouts and a lot of things like that just to chat and run through to make sure that we have that constant communication stuff.
Yeah. So I think task management, project management software, that's probably the biggest thing. We also have a chat where the whole company is in. So I'll drop a video in that and just say hi to everybody. In fact, I've got to shoot one later to just give a good morning message to everyone when they first get into the office. But look, the world is shifting. I think it's a good thing long term because it's going to pull people into the 21st century. In fact, I was on the phone with my mother and father-in-law trying to show them how to do Zoom.
Yeah.
You know, and like they would have never, they're both close to 70. They would have never done this, you know, but now it's like, well, we're not.
They probably loved it too. They were probably like, this is magic.
Yeah, it was really super cool. And so here's the reality. The world is forever changed. And there are, in fact, the Chinese word for crisis is danger plus opportunity. And I think too many, definitely the media, definitely the human brain focuses on the danger and not enough people focus on the opportunity. This is the time to, you know, increase your marketing spend. This is the time to hire and recruit great talent. This is the time to get all the projects done that you know you've always needed to do to build a real company. Like, you've got the opportunity. You have the time. You can learn anything that you need to learn. So you can set your sales strategy. You can set your social media strategy. You can get your marketing like the way, exactly the way you wanted it to be, and start thinking like a basic human being, like adding value to others and solving problems. That's the whole thing that I'd like to get out of today's message, is just go find out what your audience needs and build it for them.
Yeah. And go build that. The tip 29 that we've done today is going to be get to the cloud. You know, one of the things that you mentioned was like, you know, we went fully to the cloud a few years ago, and it made it so awesome for if a computer broke or it got stolen or it was lost or we were traveling wherever, you know, switching to one of those cloud services out there. We use Google Drive, but there's a lot of them out there. Dropbox is another good one. But the getting everything to the cloud has to be one of the keys of working remotely, because there's a lot of like networks and you know, that way if they're switching back and forth between systems or times of uncertainty when all of a sudden there's a notice that's like, hey, you're working from home tomorrow, maybe they've got the computer and they're like, okay, if it's on the cloud, I don't need to go into the office to get anything. Yeah. You don't have to have somebody have to run in and get something that they thought they lost.
It's always wild to me, like our chief people officer, I'm like, hey, so did you bring your laptop, because we just got her a brand new awesome laptop. That's another piece, is like, I have friends who like last week had to like drop everything they were doing, run to like Best Buy and buy like 20 Google Chromebooks because they were all on old school desktops. And like, my business is going to shut down if they don't have computers. So get laptops, definitely some sort of a file share program that's on the cloud. I mean, those are some huge easy things. Get videos. I mean, I'll give you an example. Luckily I brought two home, right? If you can't see because you're listening versus watching the video, I'm holding up another camera because I was lucky. I brought two cameras home, and because the first camera was just poor quality. And, and you know, so you have to just get ready for what remote work means.
Yeah. As we kind of finish this up and wrap up, you know, I think one of the biggest, most important things I wanted to make sure that we hit on was just kind of like reminding everyone that this is temporary and it's a change, but there can also be a lot of positives that we find in this.
Yeah.
You know, and being that leader, and it may take some adjustments, but trying to still have a schedule and get up and be ready for your day and have lunch at the same time. But now you get to have lunch with your family instead of having it at, you know, down the street. And so there's a lot of these, you know, cool things to get through the day. And one of the things when I first started working at home that I had to tell myself was I had to also remember to turn it off. at a certain time at night, I had to say, I'm no longer working, because it's really easy. I think one of the things that's tough for people when they transition from working in an office to working from home is it's like it's there all day long, or they get an email, or they get a text. So I have to remind my people, hey, when it's the end of your workday, if it's 5 or 6, if that's our normal off time, like, you don't have to reply to emails. Like, if I've got an emergency, I'll text you and you can text me back. But I'm not expecting you to be emailing back and forth. Like, that will be one thing that drives people crazy when they switch to, you know, to working from home right now. So if they, you know, if you don't shut off, you got to be able to have that different mindset where it's walking into a different room, go, all right, I'm done working for the day. You think like, hey, daddy's home, I'm ready to like be a family guy now, and then put it away. Yep. And the, you know, be able to make that big transition. So Daniel, the you know, anything you want to add to predictions, or that we should add to that?
Well, I was just saying, one thing that's in the guide that I think is really essential is communication. So, and you nailed it, like with the leaders on the team, I said, look, text. You and I, we're going to text if we want to communicate. To my team, it's all in a messaging platform. And like you said, email is just like, hey, email is just email. It's a communication thing. And when I want to convey tasks, this is a big thing that people screw up. Now that we're remote, if I want to convey, I need something done, or I'd like you to do something, it's face-to-face video conference. So those are some of the basic rules. I like 3 meetings a day face-to-face with everybody on the team if you can. If you can't do that, then your leaders need to do that. Adopt some sort of a, like, we'll start the day in the morning, we'll have a lunch or after lunch, and then we'll have an end of day just kind of full wrap-up. Also start aligning schedules. If their employees like come in at 6 or 7, probably doesn't work if you're on the East Coast. You know, you need to kind of have everybody in a dispersed remote team. You need everybody kind of working in the same time zone, so that, or at least enough overlap so that everybody can have a meeting time or opportunities to meet. So those are some just quick, easy like gifts to people so they can think through what it might look like to do remote work.
Yeah. I think that's all really good advice that, you know, today to be able to give people. I mean, you are the expert at this. You have been managing giant teams working remotely for a long time. And, you know, and the virtual assistants that we've got before from Mod, you know, nobody knew they were virtual assistants. Right. Yeah. Like, nobody knew they were working from home when other people were working at the office. Now, right now, everybody's expecting everybody to be working from home. But wouldn't it be nice if, you know, you do so good, you know, you're able to work from home in a way that nobody's saying, oh, he's working from home today. Right. Yeah. They're just saying, wow, he's sure on top of his stuff. And so being able to make sure they do a good job with that. The Daniel, remind us, how do we get the free gift? How do we get the, you know, that guide? And I'm going to go download the guide right now and review it before tomorrow.
Yeah, good. So the best place to do it is just a text code. So if you're listening on your phone or you're driving, don't do this if you're driving, but you just text Hyban, H-I-B-A-N, Pat Hyban. It's just H-I-B-A-N to 31996. You'll have a link to the fast guide and you can throw your information in there. Any of the things that we've talked about, I mean, I wasn't kidding about last week. Last week probably was the single most content that we've ever put out in the entire history of the company, because it was necessary and needed for our clients and for our audience. So all of that information is on our blog. You can definitely get it at myoutdesk.com/remote. And we have a link.
Right. We've got a link too. So Hyban Digital, the guys that hit our podcast page all the time, we'll have all these links inside the show notes. Yep. Go to hybendigital.com/myoutdesk. So MYOUTDESK. And yeah, lots of different ways. So text, email, go to our podcast site. You'll be able to find us. We'll be able to get the info out to you. And and listeners, thanks for being out there. Thanks for listening. Go download the guide. You know, Daniel, they built this thing in a couple days. It wasn't just for their network. It wasn't just for everybody they knew on Facebook. It was like, hey, who needs help? Let's provide value. I would encourage all of you agents out there to go figure out what value you can provide in your neighborhood this week. Even though it feels like maybe there's not much you can do, I know there's value you can go provide out there. So let's have an awesome week. Daniel, thanks for coming on, man. I hope you have fun on all those TV interviews you're doing later.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
Rockstar Nation, thank you for listening to Real Estate Rockstars. Listen, I need a favor. If you find this free content helpful, if you find our downloadable items from each guest helpful, please, I need you to pull out your pointing finger, yes, the one finger that points at people, and hit subscribe. Yes, subscribe. The more subscribers we get, the better we look in the ratings, and the easier it is to get guests like Robert Kiyosaki, Barbara Corcoran, all the players that are on the million-dollar listing in the different cities. All that stuff makes it easier the more subscribers we get, so please subscribe. And listen, there's a lot of places you can leave comments. There's a lot of places you can like. We're on Facebook. We have an Instagram page. Instagram page is I Am Pat Hyben. The Facebook is Real Estate Rockstars Radio. Feel free to leave us comments there. The most popular form of commenting seems to happen on YouTube. Yes, for whatever reason, it's a very open environment. So just go to YouTube and go to Real Estate Rockstars Radio and leave us comments there. Some of them we will read on the show. And we love your feedback. So thanks, guys, and I hope you are having a great day. Oh, and also, listen, if you're going to subscribe and you haven't already left us a review on iTunes, please do that too. Have a great day, and thanks so much, Rockstar Nation. I really appreciate you.